This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's a story that seems too absurd to believe, but here we are. Sean Diddy Combs, once one of the most powerful figures in the music industry, now finds himself at the center of a federal criminal case, facing charges that could put him away for the rest of his life. Sex trafficking, racketeering, transporting individuals for prostitution. It's all there. The charges against him are dark, disturbing, and they paint a picture of a man who used his wealth and power not to build, but to destroy. But what makes this case even more surreal is the narrative Diddy and his legal team are trying to spin. Instead of focusing on the abuse, the manipulation, the women who allegedly suffered at his hands, they've decided to take a different approach. They're playing the victim. Yes, you heard that right. Sean Combs, caught on camera physically abusing his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura, wants you to believe that the real crime here isn't what's on the tape, but the fact that the tape was leaked. That's right. He's the victim, because we all saw him choking and dragging a woman down a hotel hallway. Let's rewind for a second and break this down. In May of 2024, CNN released a video from 2016. This isn't just any video. It shows Diddy grabbing Cassie by the neck and dragging her through a hotel corridor like a rag doll. It's a brutal, violent scene, one that left little to the imagination about the kind of relationship they shared. But somehow, Diddy's legal team has the audacity to claim that the government leaked this video as part of a larger conspiracy to sway public opinion and ruin his chances of a fair trial. Because apparently, being exposed for what you actually did is the real crime here. It's laughable, really, the way they're framing this. Diddy's lawyers are making the case that the Department of Homeland Security deliberately leaked the video to CNN 5 months before his arrest just to stir up media attention and make him look bad. As if the footage itself isn't enough to do that, they argue that the leak was part of a smear campaign designed to sabotage his defense and ensure that when he finally faces trial, the jury has already made up their minds. But what's almost comical is how this defense misses the mark entirely. The problem isn't that people saw the video. The problem is what's in the video. So here we are, listening to Diddy's legal team file motion after motion, demanding an evidentiary hearing to investigate the government's so-called misconduct. They want witnesses disqualified, key evidence suppressed, and in a Hail Mary attempt, They're even floating the idea of having the charges dismissed altogether. Why? Because apparently it's unfair that the public knows who Sean Combs really is. It's unfair that we've seen with our own eyes what Cassie went through. It's unfair that the image of Diddy as a man who built an empire is now shattered by the truth of who he really is. An alleged abuser, a manipulator, and, if the charges are to be believed, a predator. Let's not forget that Diddy isn't just facing charges related to the 2016 video. The indictment against him reads like something out of a crime novel, with accusations of sex trafficking, coercion, and abuse dating back over a decade. Prosecutors allege that Combs ran what can only be described as a criminal operation, using his fame and fortune to lure women into a web of exploitation, while silencing anyone who dared to speak out against him through blackmail, violence, and threats. But, of course, in Diddy's mind, it's the leaked footage that's really causing him harm. Because heaven forbid anyone actually see what kind of man he really is. And that's where the narcissism comes into play. There's something almost pathological about the way Diddy is handling all of this. Instead of owning up to his actions that, mind you, he has already apologized for publicly, he's more concerned with how those actions came to light. After the 2016 video leaked, Diddy took to Instagram to offer a half-hearted apology, calling his behavior inexcusable and admitting that he had messed up. But now, with the stakes higher than ever, he's trying to pretend like that apology never happened. Instead, he and his team are spinning this narrative that he's been wronged, that the government is out to get him, and that somehow this is all part of a larger conspiracy to destroy his legacy. But let's be real. His legacy was never what he thought it was. For years, Diddy cultivated an image of success, power, and influence. He was the man behind Bad Boy Records, the mogul who turned rap into a global empire. But behind the scenes, if these charges are to be believed, he was using that same power to exploit, abuse, and control. And now that the world knows the truth, he's scrambling to save face, painting himself as the victim in a situation where he's anything but. What's even more disturbing is the way his defense team is trying to manipulate the legal system to their advantage. They filed motions to access government communications, hoping to uncover evidence that the leaks were deliberate. They've asked for a gag order to prevent any further information from being released to the media, and they're claiming that the leaked video has irreparably harmed Diddy's chances of a fair trial. As if seeing a man abuse a woman on camera is something that could be easily forgotten if only it had stayed hidden a little longer. It's a desperate, pathetic attempt to shift the focus away from the real issue here. The fact that Sean Combs, by his own admission, abused Cassie Ventura and now faces charges that go far beyond that one horrific incident. This isn't just about one video. It's about years of alleged abuse, manipulation, and exploitation. It's about the women who say they were coerced into doing things they never wanted to do, all under the shadow of Diddy's power. It's about the people who were allegedly silenced, threatened, and intimidated to keep them from speaking out. And now, finally, it's all coming to light. But instead of facing these accusations head on, Diddy is doing what he does best, deflecting. He wants the world to believe that he's the victim of a media conspiracy, that the government is leaking evidence to sway public opinion. It's almost as if he thinks the public doesn't already see him for what he is. But we do. We see the man in that video, the man who dragged his ex-girlfriend through a hotel hallway, the man who allegedly used his wealth and influence to control and dominate the lives of others, and no amount of legal maneuvering is going to change that. As the case moves forward, Diddy's lawyers are preparing for yet another hearing scheduled for October 10th, 2024. They'll be arguing once again that the leaks have tainted the case, and that evidence, including the 2016 video, should be suppressed. It's a bold move, one that could significantly impact the trial if the judge buys into their narrative. But the facts remain. The video is real, and the actions caught on camera are undeniable. And let's not forget Cassie Ventura in all of this. While Diddy and his team tried to sweep the video under the rug, Cassie has been open about her experience, sharing her journey of recovery and the trauma she endured. In her statement following the video leak, she spoke of how the abuse broke her down and how she's worked tirelessly to rebuild herself. It's a story of resilience, of someone who survived unimaginable abuse at the hands of a man who is now trying to convince the world that he's the one who's been wronged. So as we watch this case unfold, let's keep one thing in mind. Sean Combs is not the victim here. The women he allegedly abused, manipulated, and exploited are. The people he allegedly silenced and threatened are. And no amount of courtroom drama or media spin can change that. The truth is out. And no matter how hard he tries to hide behind legal technicalities, the world knows who Sean Combs really is. The legal battle may be far from over, but one thing is clear. Diddy's days of evading accountability are numbered. Whether he likes it or not, the truth has come out, and this time, there's no escaping it.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.